So let's review. Rav Kahana Yavu Leizuzi Akisna L'Saif Ayakar Kisna. Rav Kahana accepted partial payment for some linen, and the value of linen subsequently rose, and so he wanted to renege on the deal. Rav ruled, B'may dinikites zuzi havlehu, v'idach dvarm ninu, v'dvarm ein b'hem b'shum b'chosi amana. You must give them linen equal to the partial payment, because otherwise you will be subject to the punishment of Mishapara. However, regarding the rest, you may renege because it is only a verbal commitment and it is not considered a lack of trustworthiness to renege due to changing circumstances such as a price increase. However, Biechanan maintains, Dvaram yesh ben mishum mechosei amana, one may not renege because it is considered a lack of trustworthiness. The Gemara challenges Rav from the following brisa. The pasuk says, Eifed tzedek v'hin tzedek yilachem. One should have honest weights. Rabbi Yisrael Behuda Omer, Mat tamaloy mehin tzedek, v'aloy hin b'chlal eifa hoya. If one must be accurate with the larger measurement of an eifa, certainly one must be accurate with the smaller measurement of a hin. Rather, the term hin alludes to another halacha. Shehe hen shalchad tzedek, v'lav shalchad tzedek. One should keep their words when saying hen yes or lav no. Apparently, because dvarm yesh behem mishum b'chosei amana. The Gemara answers that according to Rav, this pasuk is referring to shelo yidaber echad bepeh ve'echad b'leif. One may not intentionally speak dishonestly. However, if he was sincere at the time, he may later retract due to a compelling reason. The Gemara brings another tanya that seems to hold dvarm ein behem mishum b'chosei amana. A brisa states ma'aser b'bichin b'masya sh'am lebnoi tzei v'sachal on the poyalim halach u'pasuk le'mezaynis. Rav Yochanan ben Masi's son hired workers on behalf and agreed to feed them. Ukshaba etzel aviv amar loy b'ni afila ato oiselem kisud shleime b'shaita lo yatzas yidei chavaschimam shem b'ni Avram Yitzel Yaakov. All Yidden are descendants of the Avis and considered b'ni malachim, royalty, and the arrangement entitles them to eat anything they wish to eat. Therefore, actually yeschilu b'malacha tzeva amalehem amanah she'en lachem alai el pas b'kitnes b'vad. Before they begin to work, tell them that I only commit to feeding them a simple meal of bread and beans. Apparently, he was permitted to renege on the original agreement because dvarim ein behem shum mechosei amana. The Gemara answers that in that case, poyalim gufayu leisamchadatayu, meidi yadi da'alavu esamach. The workers knew that their agreement depended on the father's consent. However, hischilu b'malacha vadi samchadatayu, amru meimur amru kamei davu avanichalei. If they had already begun to work, he could not have reneged, because they would assume that the father had consented to their agreement. The Gemara proceeds to clarify that although Rabbi Yochanan earlier stated, Dvarm yesh ben mishum mechosei amana, nevertheless Rabbi Yochanan also said, Ha'im alech aver matana ani noisen lach, mutu lachzer boy. One may renege on the commitment to give a gift, because moed Rabbi Yochanan b'matana mu'etes t'samchadai tayu, b'matana merubu l'samchadai te. People assume that one will keep a commitment regarding a small gift, but not regarding a larger gift. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yisrael she'amar le ben Levi, kur meiser yesh lecha biyadi, ben Levi rishoy la'aseisi trumas meiser al makam acher. If Yisrael promises to give his meiser to a certain Levi, that Levi may use the meiser to separate trumas meiser for other meiser produce, because as Rashi explains, ha'matana mu'etasi, she'en li Yisrael b'meiser zeh l'teves ana. This is considered a minor gift because the Yisrael only has the rights to distribute the meiser to whomever he chooses, and the Levi may rely on it because the Yisrael may not renege. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah and cites the opinion of Reb Shimon. Whoever has the payment in his possession has the upper hand. Therefore, after the payment, only the seller can retract, since he has the money and the merchandise, but the buyer cannot retract. The Gemara explains, Emasai bizmancha kesev aperis biyad meicher. This is only if the seller has both the payment and the merchandise in his possession. However, kesev biyad meicher uperis biyad lekeach kugoin. Shahisa aliyah shalekeach muskeris biyad meicher. If the merchandise is in the buyer's possession, for example, if the seller stored the merchandise in an attic he rented in the buyer's home, he cannot retract because the reason payment is not effective is due to our concern, nisrifu chitecha baliyah. The seller will not save the merchandise from a fire. However, since the merchandise is in the buyer's home, he will save it. The Mishnah now begins to discuss the topic of ayna, unfair pricing. It's like the Mishnah. Ayna, arba kesef mi esrim v'arba kesef l'sela shtus l'mekach. The rate of ayna is 4 mo'is for a transaction of 1 sela, which is 24 mo'is. A rate of 1/6. A seller has four dinar, and each dinar has 6 mice for a total of 24 mice. Rashi explains, dinay no, liyas hamekach kayim elamachzor ayna. If someone overpays or underpays by a sixth, the transaction is binding, but the shortchanged party is entitled to get back the difference. However, pachis mizeh mechilahi. If the discrepancy is less than 1/6, we assume they forgave the difference. Yesh mizeh shneim chayzun. If the discrepancy is greater than 1/6, the transaction is not binding and either party can renege on the agreement. The Gemara cites a machlekes Rav Shmuel of how to calculate the sixth. Rav Amar, shtus mekach shaninu. This refers to 1/6 of the value of the item, such as shavi shita b'chamsha, shavi shita b'shiva. If an item worth 6 coins was sold for 5 coins, the seller was shortchanged by 1 coin. And if it was sold for 7 coins, the buyer was shortchanged by 1 coin, which is 1/6 of the value. And they are compensated. However, shavi chamsha b'shita bitul mekechavya. If an item worth 5 coins was sold for 6, the transaction is not binding because the buyer was shortchanged by more than 1/6, actually 1/5 of the value of the item. And shavi shiva b'shita, mechila havya. If an item worth 7 was sold for 6, we assume that the seller forgave the difference since it is less than 1/6, actually 1/7 of the value of the item. However, Shmuel amr shtus mo'is namishaninu. Shmuel holds that a difference of 1/6 of the payment is also considered oino, and the transaction is binding, and the shortchanged party is compensated. Therefore, shavi chamsha b'shita b'shavi shiva b'shita oino hava. If an item worth 5 or 7 coins was sold for 6 coins, this is also considered oino because it is a difference of 1/6 of the payment. The Gemara cites our Mishnah, which seems to support Shmuel. Hoina arba kesef me'esrim rabba kesef l'sela. The Gemara assumes this to mean the zavin shavi esrim be'esrim v'arba. He bought an item worth only 20 for 24, which is shtus ma'is. The difference of 4 is 1/6 of the payment of 24, and is also considered oina. The Gemara answers the zavin shavi esrim v'arba be'esrim v'tmanya. He bought an item worth only 24 for 28, which is shtus mekach. The difference of 4 is 1/6 of the value of 24. The Gemara also brings a brisa in support of Shmuel. Misha hotel alav yadei alal yayna. The shortchanged party has the option to renege on the deal. Ketzad, machu leishavehei bevav minis ana lekech. If an item worth 5 was sold for 6, the buyer was shortchanged. Therefore, yad lekech alal yayna. Ratzal imer tenli ma'isai. Oi tenli mashai nesani. The buyer can choose to cancel the sale or to take back 1 coin. This is an example of shtus ma'is, 1/6 of the price. Similarly, if an item worth 6 was sold for 5, the seller was shortchanged. Therefore, yad meicher alal yena. Ratzal imer loy tenli mikri. Oy tenli masha nesani. The seller can choose to cancel the sale or demand another coin. This is an example of shtus mekech, 1/6 of the value. This brisa clearly agrees with Shmuel that shtus mekech v'shtus mois oino hava. A difference of 1/6 of either the value of the item or of the payment is considered enough.